to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your very own body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. With Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike today on the phone, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Listen to any of the shows on Radio MD, also iHeartRadio Talk, add Radio MD, and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. And go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download an app or use it on the internet. If you go to the internet, click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Bridget's here today, too. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hey.
Hello, Joe.
Tell us about the guest at 35 minutes after the hour, Dr. David Sidransky.
Well, David Sidransky is the head of the Johns Hopkins, which is obviously a very well-known and well-respected, outstanding medical institution on the East Coast. And he has founded a number of companies, but the company he's going to talk about today is called Champions Oncology Tumor Graft. And what that is a, and we're going to obviously hear better from what he says what it is, but what it is they take your tumor, when you biopsy it or take a piece, they actually put it and graft it to a mouse, and then can test drugs in the mouse. We're going to find out from him why that's better than other techniques of finding out what drugs work on a specific tumor to help regress the cancer. So he is a outstanding oncologist who is at Hopkins, heads the ear, nose, and throat oncology program, and has a number of experiences in founding and working with companies. This one is exciting because it promises to have new cancer therapies for virtually any solid cancer.
So they give the mouse cancer, is that right?
Well, that's the mouse gets a tumor graft. Yeah, the mouse wouldn't be alive if it weren't getting the cancer.
Poor little thing. I wonder if the animal activists will have anything to say about that.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
You know, I've never seen, you know why we do studies in lawyers, don't you, rather than in rats?
No, I don't. You'll have to tell me.
We've never seen a sign on a car, you know, a bumper sticker, save the lawyers.
Very good, sir. Very good, sir. Bob Costas has pink eye. What's going on with Bob Costas at the Olympics? He hasn't been able to host for a week. He's coming back for the second week of the Olympics, but he's got a bad case of pink eye here in both eyes.
Well, that only means that he touched his hand to one eye and spread it to the other. That's the most common way of spreading it. And you don't want to shake his hand right now.
No.
It's a virus.
Oh, yeah.
And it does, it is a highly transmissible. You normally get it from touching your eye with your hand after you've touched someone who's had the virus or had the pink eye. And so that's probably, or it used to be transmitted before we knew more about it, from wearing glasses or common, or sharing glasses, or even sharing a, you know, if he flew over on a plane. He obviously flew to Sochi on a plane, but if he flew over with one of those masks on, you can get it from a mask or even ski goggles.
Hmm. And he's got to be, he says, he's sitting in a darkened room with absence of light.
It does increase your sensitivity to light, so
yeah.
You don't want to be out in the bright sun on snow.
Yeah, kids get pink eye a lot, but you've got to get it treated, right? It never ever goes away on its own, or if it does, it takes a long time.
No, it does go away on its own. I don't know that. Well, the treatment is supportive. It's not a bacteria. Mm-hmm. It's a virus.
Yeah, you know, when you watch the Olympics, you see these, and especially the endurance competitions, the cross-country skiing and the speed skating and the downhill, and especially when you get to the cross-country skiing, some of these athletes, when they get to the finish line, they're just totally exhausted, and they just fall down, and it probably has to do with their lungs are just decimated. Their lung capacity has to be incredible, doesn't it?
Oh, it's much greater than yours or mine.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. It's just they're spent, and they're just physically spent by the end of that competition.
Yes, they go, and it is both breathing. You know, in cold weather, it can be breathing. Usually, it is cardiovascular. They've gone all out in their cardiovascular and are at the extreme upper limits of cardiac function.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the connecting to probably one of the top stories of the week here this week has to do with the cold and the humidity and the swings in the weather, the colder weather in the winter, the warmer weather in the winter. And what's the connection between that and stroke risk?
Well, what they found is that in colder climates, such as North America, Toronto, Buffalo, Syracuse, Cleveland, Chicago, Boston, I'm going to name them, a lot of the cities we have programs in, that there's an increased stroke risk in winter, and then a little one during the very hottest period in July. So it goes up in January, February, and March, then it goes down for most of the year, except for a spike when it's really hot and humid in July.
Okay, so the most unhealthy time of the year is wintertime, right?
From the standpoint of, you know, there is no unhealthy period of time. It's how you treat it.
Yep.
But it apparently, the cold stimulates constriction of blood vessels, and just the constriction, just the act of the muscle layer, the blood pressure of the blood vessel constricting, apparently flips off some plaque. So you have plaque, which is like loose plaster in your arteries, and when you move that muscle in the artery, or it gets inflamed, you will flip that off, and that apparently does increase the chances of having a stroke.
So what's your recommendation then?
We should all move to Sarasota.
Thinking about it. I mean, seriously. I mean, what would somebody
that
do?
That is where Joe lives. That's one of the reasons I brought that up, if you will.
On a kind of a temporary basis. Well, in the minute we have left, I mean, what are some things people could do to prevent that from, you know, developing?
The best thing that you do is a chronic lifestyle that prevents plaque development.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I mean by that? It's exercising routinely. It's not eating any of the five food felons. It's managing, and it is avoiding toxins, especially tobacco. So those are the most important ones. And then maybe taking those two baby aspirin once a day, every day. But again, there is risk and benefit in the baby aspirin. And then I like taking the purified omega-7 and maybe getting salmon three times a week, or getting DHA from an extract, meaning whether you get it from an algae like the fish get it from, or getting the DHA. What you want is 900 milligrams of DHA, which is what you get in three portions of salmon, if you have salmon, three times a week, or what you can get if you will, from DHA, 900 milligrams a day supplement, which is what I take.
And is it one aspirin or two aspirin? I've heard one or two. You always say two. Two aspirin a day?
It's two baby aspirin. You get about 13% of the benefit from one, 34% of the benefit from two. So it's so much more greater with two. We don't have studies showing you have a greater risk of, if you will, side effects from two babies, from one baby. So that's why I go to two babies.
All right, we're going to come back after the break and talk about mammographies and a study that questions the value of mammography right after this time out here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.